You know, but Gary Vee called you the DJ of this type of content online.
Mm.
That's huge, because when I first stumbled across your channel, it was just, you know, I mean, we buy books, buy audio books and all this stuff, but it's just a different ball game to be watching it in life. And then you also, you know, there's ways that you edit the people's bios and things like that into it, and just makes it, you're learning as much as you're entertaining, right? How big do you think entertainment is in educating people about what we do as entrepreneurs?
I think it can be important. I don't think I do a good enough job on the entertainment side, to be honest. I think I could be a lot better at that. I think there's actually model. There's room for somebody who's an entertainer and entrepreneur to dish advice out in a funny, comedic way. We got ringtone music happening there.
Yeah, probably just gotta get the thing off, and then we'll put it back on after. Sorry about that.
No worries. So I think it's mostly because I'm not really, like, it's not my strength. I'm not the comedian. I'm not the guy who's making people laugh. I'm, my passion is more my ingredient. Uh-huh. Passion is my thing.
You know,
so
I mean, I feel like, you know, obviously entertainment at different levels, you know, I could see what you just said as far as making people laugh and stuff like that. But I feel for people to be glued to your videos, they are being entertained at some level. Because, you know, what you're teaching is not really something that people gravitate towards unless they are already entrepreneurs. And I have a feeling that there are people that have never thought about entrepreneurship before that would just come to your video and they start thinking about it all of a sudden. I mean, that's a lot of people, a lot of views on that video, you don't think?
Sure, yeah, 100%. I think everybody has an idea inside them. I think everybody has looked and said, man, I wish I could do that. Or, I got this idea for a company. But I think most people don't have a good environment around them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you say, hi, you know, I think I want to be an author, you know, like, well, what you told your dad, like, I don't want to get a job. I want to do my own thing, whatever it is. Most people don't have the courage because, you know, when their dad's going to say, what are you, crazy? Hola, man. Get your head in the game. Be an architect. What's wrong with you? You know, and it's all out of love, right? Like, your dad loves you. He wants you to be successful. You know, just the way he sees success is get a stable job in a respected field. And that's how, you know, so it's all out of love. But most people have that similar environment where they have people around them telling them that that's a stupid idea. Don't get the stress and don't go bankrupt trying to do this thing. Just take the safe way out. And most people don't have the courage to do what you did to say, you know what? I respect and appreciate what you're trying to tell me. I know it's out of love, but like, I got to do my thing. And even if it doesn't work out, I got to do it and I got to try. And so I think a lot of people have an idea, want to do something, but they don't have a great environment around them. So like listening to your show, watching these videos, right? Like you might be the only person who believes in that person. Like for your listeners, that you might be the only person who's telling them to bet on themselves and do something, follow their crazy idea. And so I think the good news is like the oldest of the world exist now, right? Like it'd be so much harder to get access to that before. So yes, there's a lot of people who watch the videos who aren't entrepreneurs, and it helps kind of remember like, oh yeah, I have that idea. Like maybe I should do something about that. I should bet on myself and have a little more confidence.
Available on iTunes and YouTube.com. Watch full interview with the link inside of the post. And please subscribe today. Thanks.